We're only going now according to Rabbi Yossi Shita, that Rava holds only according to Rabbi Yossi that Truma is potem midiraisa by Goy Shapiris, who are then your potem in a chala. Then Echnami, according to Rabbi Meir, that Shechayv and Truma Samaisis by Goy Shapiris, who are then your chayv and chala. I, this Bryce says you potem in a chala and says Yechayv and Truma Samaisis, says called even according to Rabbi Yossi Shita, that he holds Meruach Akam is potem that's only midiraisa. But midirabanan, though he agrees that it's chayv, means to say if somebody buys Goya Shapiris in Eretz Yisrael, so midirabanan he holds the epithet of Truma Samaisis. And that's Xavier Mishambali Kisin, means rich people that are in the business that buy Paris and they sell. So we're afraid that if you could buy Paris off an Akum and you put them in Truma Samaisis, we're afraid that when they come to sell in the marketplace, they're going to say that really they bought these Paris off a guy. And they'll tell everybody you put them in Truma Samaisis. But really they bought it off a Jew. So we have to be afraid of this. So therefore, Midrabana, they made Xavier that even the Paris you buy off a guy, still Yechayv and Truma Samaisus, Pesoni Midirabonin. That's why you put them in a chala here. But in the time, according to Rabbi Meir Yeshita, that Yechayv Midirais and Truma Samaisus, who are then you'll be Chayv and Chala Midirais also. For the Gemari Hochi, if so, that's the Svar Mishabali Kisan over here. If so, Afilu Chala Namo, Nami, why don't you make the same Zera by Chala also? You should make a Zera from the Balikisan. Maybe people open up bakeries and they'll tell everybody, we bought this bread off a goy, and therefore you put it from challah, and really they bought it off a Jew. If at the Morihoki you saw a filo challah nami, so Mor says, Efsha diafalo pochus mechameshus reboim kemach, viyoid, that no. So the pshat is like this, like Rashi says, that we're not afraid of bali kisim by challah, because if they want to really free themselves, they want to sell bread, that's put them in a challah, so they could do it better. Even if it's really true that this dough came from a Jew, but I call upon them when they bake it, they could bake each challah in a smaller shear. Let them bake each one. So Rashi says it means like this, Kloima. Lahoch, Eloi Gazrinim b'challah. Well, now we don't make this gzera by challah, because the heavy boy, Yarum, if you want to make the trick, Motzel Arum, you can make the trick better to do it better. That means the Ophilo, Prochus, Meher, Boim, Kemach, B'yoid. He could bake each one less than 5 riboyim of kemach. Rashi says, if so, that's less than the shear of chalom. Tloy mechayim bechalom. Tizel shear isa lechal. This is the shear of isa. Say it's 3 pounds of flour. The mesech dervin, the parakeets of mishtatfim. And since if he wanted to, he could make it less than the shear of chalom. Therefore, we're not afraid to say that he would lie to us and say that really it was Jewish bread that was really mechuyiv in chalom, and they'll tell us it was bought from a guy. Because if he wanted to play around, he could do it better. So why should he do it be Issa? Therefore, by challah, we do not make this gezerah. Sif, at all times, a guy really makes the gilgul, and if not, no matter how much of a dough he makes, still is potem in a challah, even with the rabbanon. So the ma'aseh in hilchos challah, there's a big shaila exactly how is it potem, that we're here at Smashmi, even though the dough was made one big dough, but since the ma'aseh later, b'shas, you bake in smaller challahs, and a chlami, then you put them in a challah. It's just like a shalom in Mishnayos and challah. But I call upon him, the Teretz is that there are ways here that you could be put them in a challah, so therefore we do not make any gzeirah. The other Gemara says, if so, truma nam, even my truma also. Efshad the other, like to the Rabbi Shia also, why should we be afraid to say that the truma from a goy, the parents of a goy is chayiv and truma with Rabbanin? No. What are you afraid about Balakisim? If they wanted to play a trick on us, they have a ways of doing it behetah. Like Rabbi Shia's halacha. The Yom Rabbi Shia says, Ma'arim Adam al Tfuasai. O Ma'achnisa b'moitchalo. A person can be Ma'arim and make a trick with us upon the Tfua. And that means to say, O Ma'achnisa b'moitchalo. He can bring it into his house when it's still with its stalk or still on its shaft. And it's not called the Gemar Malacha. So when it had a rias panei abayis, when you brought it inside, there was no gemar malacha yet. So you put them in a truma. Kadesh atay behemtoy, oichela subturim in a maisa. That your behem will be able to eat from it yet, and you'll be put them in a maisa. So it's possible to do it, the beifin, that you'll be put them in your isa. Rashi says, the moichela means kain maichel behem, that's the way you feed your animals. O maichel behem, put them in a maisa. That's one shot. Lishnachrinu moichela shlo yira panei abayis. Does not see the panea bias that's for itself. And therefore you potter. Or else Inami the Gemara says, the Yaila Dera Gagos with Dera Kafifois. that you bring it in over the roof. You did not bring it in through the Pnei Abayis. So again, these prayers are not mechuyev in Truma Samaisas Midiraisa. So there are the ways to do it that he's taught them in Truma Samaisa. So what do we make exam with Shambhala Kisan? So Mora says, Hosa Mefahesio Zila Bel Milsa. Tayobu, there's Fahesio to bring your Paris in this way. It's very hard. Therefore, to Zila, everybody will know what you're doing, so you're embarrassed to do it. So therefore, we're afraid that you will not do it. And therefore, we're afraid that you're only lying to us, and that his Bali Kisim will tell us that he bought the Paris off a guy to think that it's Potter to get a better price out of it, but really bought it off a Jew, and really it's Chayvan Truma Samaisis. But Hocha Bitsino Lezila Bel Milsa. Here Rashi says, Hocha Gabi Chalo, Hapokas Rameshes Reboyim Vyoid, Tsinhi. Let's do privately. That's not a zilus. There's no, you don't have to feel bad about it. So Rashi says, therefore, he would not like play tricking us and really buy it off a Jew that's chayv and chala in the oifen where had a shear and just tell us he bought it off a guy. That's the chiluk. Buy chala where it's easy to do it, but sinner, nobody has to know that you're making it so small, mashma, the dough itself. You're making small doughs. People don't have to know that. So people would not know that you went to do it, but after the pot yourself. But if you really want to sell it, but you're from the Ptur, there are ways of doing it that you're not going to be embarrassed about. Mashenka, by the Paris, the Mala Jewish Paris is Chayiv and Shumas Samaisis. The only way to do this is by bringing it over your roof, or by bringing it in with this Meitchel on the shaft. That you don't do, that's the Nafshimus, so people notice what you're doing, and they know you're only doing it to free yourself. Therefore, you'll be Potter, therefore, it's a Zilusa, so there we're afraid you're going to lie to us. That really you bought this Paris off another Jew, and really it's Chayiv and Shumas Samaisis, and the reason why you're selling it, but the Cheskas Ptur, because you're only telling us you bought it off a guy. See if the law is that Goyish Paris is Potter, even with the Rabbanon, we would have this Gezerim. So therefore, with the Rabbanon, you Chayiv and Shumas Samaisis, even by Paris Akum. By Chala, dough that was made by a guy, there is no Gezerah, he would say a Potter in a Chala. Now the Mishnah says, now the Mishnah continues on, have it finish off with the Yoimer, Boloi, Li Saroin, has the coin that's going to be Oisik now and bringing the Mincha Saimer on the second day of Pesach. So after we had the Mishnah before, the way they sifted it down to get a pure Isaroin, 1/10 of the Eifah flour, now when they got that 1/10, so now the coin comes to it on Shishosa Benisin, Venosan Shamnoi, he puts Sham Shemin in it, Olavenosai, in the Kli, he puts a little bit Shemin into the Kli first, then on the side he puts the Levaina, then a second time Yotzak, he pours more Shemin onto it, now Ubolol, he mixes it up, like we had the Mishnah, we'll have Mishnayson later, that you always have to put 3 times Shemin into the Mincha, first a little bit Shemin, then you put Shemin and mix it up, then a third time you pour Shemin into it. Here the Mishnah doesn't talk about the third time. Rakoponim Yotzak, you put Shemin in a second time, Ubolol, you mix up the flour, the barley with the Shemin. Hainif, then there's a mitzvah tenufa, you have to pick up this mincha, you lift up the mincha seiner, for higush, then there's a mitzvah to bring it closer towards the mizbeach, for komatz, then you have to take a kemitza from it, for ikter, and the kohen has to burn the kemitza, and also he burns the levainer also, for yashar, the leftover of this mincha, is nechol akhanim, the Kanam Alada eat from the Shirayim. Then the Mishnah says, Mishakorav Ha'imer, after the Ramakri of the Yomer, right after they burnt the Korban, right after they burnt the Kemitza, right after the Ramakri of the Yomer, is Yoitzin, they went out, Omotzi and Shukim Yishlaim, Shemolei Kemech Lekolol. All the streets, the Shukim, were full of selling fresh flour, the Chodesh. And really this was done, Shalei Beratzik Chom, the Chom were not happy about this. In other words, the storekeepers prepared the Chodesh, they had the new crop all ready to be sold, and as soon as they brought the Yomer, right away they started to sell it. So yes, the Mishnah says this was done, Shalei Beratzon Chachamim, Divrei Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. The Chachamim were not happy about this, because for sure the storekeepers started to take the crop in, cut down the wheat before, and grind it up and make it into flour and ready to sell it. So since they're Isaac in the ball, in the flour, in the wheat flour, before they brought the Yomer, then the Gzera may become teach from it. And we know Chodesh is also in Eretz Yisrael. We'll see about the Sugya, about a Chutz Loretz. But Kol Ponim, it was done Shleib Rosh HaKomim. Chacham would have rather them wait till after they brought the Minchas Ayna and then first go down to Isaac to be working over the new crop, the new wheat that was grown. However, Rabbi Yehuda Shiter is Beratzin Chacham Layoyse. No, it was done Beratzin Chachamim. They held you allowed to do this. There's no gzera. They may come teach from it. Another rabbi, it's good they should prepare beforehand. So as soon as right away they would mark the Oymer, right away the stores will start selling the fresh flour of wheat, and people could start eating it. Sumer asks, is this true? For the Gaza Rabbi Yehuda, Dilma Osin Lamecho Minei, is it true that Rabbi Yehuda holds this was done Baratzach Chachamim? In other words, there's no gzera to say that the people would be interested in cutting down the wheat before they brought the Minchas Ayna, and they would be interested in grinding and making it into flour. There's no gzera to come to eat from it. Like, how could Rabbi Yehuda say it was done Baratzach Chachamim? Rabbi, I have a question. It says, Rabbi Yehuda says, Boitkin or Arbaosa, or Arbaosa Shachris, or Vishas Habiyor, that you're allowed to be Boitkin to Chomets. We know the Ikras man is to do it, or Arbaosa, the night going into Erev Pesach. That's the Zman, but Ikras Chomets. Let's say somebody did not do it at night time, or Arbaosa Shachris, you can still make the Ikras Chomets in the morning of Erev Pesach. Or Vishas Habiyor, even when it becomes Mamers to Shas Habir, Rashi says, that means Beshar Shishis, on the Yefta Chatzais of the day of Pesach, that's when you can still make the B'dikas Chometz. Rashi says, though, Abu Mikan Velech Yefta Chatzais Ayoim, Lo Yivtuk, you're not supposed to make a B'dikas Chometz anymore. Even if you were not B'dik before, and worry of you, the Shitr is, Te Gazrinda Mishum Du Moslem Echel, we're afraid that maybe if you look for the Chometz, you may find some, and you may come to eat it when you find it on Pesach. And therefore, once it is man Isser of Chometz, we do not want you to make the B'dikar anymore. That's what Yud Shiter is. However, the Gemara says, the Chomer say no, Loi Bodak, if you do not make the B'dikar, you can keep on going to make the B'dikar, even in the middle of Chol HaMoed. Rashi says, Rabban and Pola Galei the Yamri, Loi Bodak B'chol HaMoed Kloima, B'moed, Svei Fosa, Daino B'sheish, Yivdul Gyachamoy, B'techa Pesach Atzmoy, the Chamagran of you didn't say no. If you did not make the B'dikas Chametz Bizmano, you could even make it later. And we don't have make a gzera to say that you may come teach from it. Adarab, you're doing your mitzvahs B'dikas Chametz now. But our Kopon of you just says no, that once it becomes the Zman Issa Tit Chametz, you can't make a B'dika. So here you see, according to Yudah, we have the gzera, we're afraid that you may come teach from it. So according to you just say in our Mishnah, it was done Ratzach Chachamim. So I'm a rabbi, and I'll tell you, Shani Chodosh. Chodosh is different. Here in our Mishnah, on Rabbi Yehuda says, was done Ratz Chachamim. I tell the Svar is, Mitorch Shloi Hitarto Loi, Elo Ayidei Kituf, since they're only Matthew to cut it down in Reifen of a Shinui, only with a Kituf, is Zochru, he'll remember it, that if you only cut it down with a Hetzer, Rashi says, Liks of a Magal. If you only cut it down with a knife, Elo Kituf means Biyad, for Loi B'Magal. Whereas they were not mati you, they did not give you a heter to use a knife. You have to only cut it down with your hands. Like what Abu Katafta Lilas Biotcha, to Xiros Kreda Maima Asura. You're not going to cut anything down before the Yainer. If so, how do they do it? Only with the hands. So since there was a hecker, they reminded themselves they're doing something special, therefore Zachar remembered himself and not come teach from it. So therefore, son of Stephen and Rabbi Yehuda. Only by B'dikas Chametz were afraid to make the B'dikas, maybe you'll find Chametz to come teach from it. But over here, we're not afraid because you have to cut down the Yomer and cut down the Chodesh and the Shinui. So therefore, since you do it with Shinuyim, we're not afraid to come to eat from it. All right, we'll stop here.
We'll continue on
the other side. So wait till the end of the tape and then turn over. We'll do the other daf on the other side.